Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already May 13th and 14th. Half of May has already come and gone. And for my running friends who are listening to this show this morning, Saturday, May 13th, there's still time to go to the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country 5K race and walk, and that's at Canterbury Shaker Village in Canterbury, of course, and that is the fourth race in the Capital Area Race Series. For my millennium running friends, it was great to see everybody at the Cinco de Mayo 5K, you know, last Sunday. And speaking of last weekend's show, we had Lampley Dental Center on, and it's so good to see all the great work that organization is doing to serve the underserved when it comes to oral health. Even though we're high on the metrics vis-a-vis other states in the country, there's still a long way to go for us to be where we want to be from an oral health perspective. This show has allowed me plenty of opportunities to feature organizations and community partners. And this weekend, May 13th, joining me is Peter Gustafson, who's the development manager for SEE Science Center. That's S-E-E Science Center. Peter, thank you for joining me this May 13th and 14th. I'm sure you have better things to do than hang out with Tom Raffio, but thank you for coming.
Tom, thanks for having me.
Let's go about it this way. Tell us about your background, how you've been there for two decades, how you got into it. Were you trained for that at school? Did you just fall into it and then found your passion? Tell us about that. I know people will be interested, Peter,
sure.
In that.
Yeah. So, I did my undergraduate work at New England College out in Henniker.
The only Henniker in the world and a great college.
That's right. Yeah. The Pilgrims. So, I got my degree in English. And
I was an English major as well. So
yes,
far, so good here,
right.
Peter. It's good.
Yeah. And I got certified to teach high school, which I decided that I wasn't quite ready to do when I graduated college. It was a challenge to be in a high school classroom every day, and I found that out doing my student teaching. But I did like the education aspect. So when I came back home, back to Manchester after college, you know, I was looking for something to do in the community that would be beneficial to the community. I wanted to have a positive impact, but I still want to do something involved with education. So I went around to the nonprofits to look at opportunities there, and was lucky in that the SEE Science Center in Manchester was looking for an educator, which was interesting because still get to do some education work, but it's a non-traditional classroom setting.
This is music to my ears. Even though I'm now off of the State Board of Education for 10 years, I've been on it. And one of the things that we really pushed over the last decade, if you will, is experiential learning. And SEE Science Center is probably on the catbird seat of that. I'm assuming you have schools that visit you.
We do. A lot of field trips, especially this time of year. Almost every day from now until the end of the school year, we have a field trip in.
That's awesome. And in my high school yearbook, it said I wanted to become a teacher. So, you know, I was an English major. I wanted to be a teacher. I just kind of fell into business, and I learned kind of like what you learned. You can, in other roles, you know, you can teach and mentor. So this is really cool. So tell us, give us some general information about the SEE Science Center, the derivation of the name, your mission, and simple things like, you know, where you're located and your website.
Yeah. So the SEE Science Center is in Manchester, New Hampshire. We're down in the Mill Yard at 200 Bedford Street. The SEE Science Center is open 7 days a week to the general public. We're open to school groups by appointment. We opened in 1986. It was a collaboration of a number of community leaders, one of them being Dean Kamen, you know, inventor and entrepreneur extraordinaire down in the Mill Yard. He reached out to Southern New Hampshire Services with the help of Gail Hennessy, who brought in Douglas Huser, who was the original executive director of the Sea Science Center, and really a champion for hands-on science learning in southern New Hampshire. And so Douglas Huser wrote the original grant to get the Science Center started. Dean Kamen donated the space. And then Douglas reached out to community partners to build exhibits and donate materials. And he got the Science Center off the ground. And since then, it's really grown into a resource for teachers and families who want to get their kids excited about science, technology, engineering, and math. That's really our mission, is to celebrate STEM and get young people excited about it, with the hopes that they'll choose a career in the sciences.
And this is more music to our ears, because as an employer and as chair of the Business and Education Coalition, we keep hearing STEM, STEM, STEM. And I have this organization where we get together with employers and educators. And, of course, employers are lamenting that they have all these open positions. We just need people with the STEM background. And, of course, educators need to hear this from employers. And then, of course, a few years ago, there was a governor's task force on STEM. And we just actually, one of my last official duties at the state board was approving the next generation science standards that just went into effect, although school districts have been using them for years. So this is really music to my ears. What are some of the more popular exhibits at Sea Science Center?
Well, so we have over 80 hands-on exhibits that focus mainly on physical science. So some of the favorites in that category, we have exhibits on simple machines where youngsters and adults can sit in a pulley chair and lift themselves with the use of a simple machine. So the simple machine area is very popular. Our electricity and magnetism area is very popular. Youngsters can ride an energy bike. And by pedaling, they can really feel the difference in the amount of energy that needs to be produced to light a traditional light bulb, incandescent bulb, as opposed to an LED bulb. So the drag, so you're pedaling and you're turning this generator, and if you have the LED switch on and then switch the incandescent switch, you have to pedal a lot harder to produce the energy to power those bulbs. So we try to make those kinds of connections with youngsters. Another popular exhibit, the Lego Mill Yard Project. If anyone hasn't seen the Lego Mill Yard Project, it is a world-class exhibit. We partnered with the Lego Company, our friends and neighbors at FIRST, CDL Engineering, to produce the Mill Yard Lego Project, which is a representation of the Amiskeg Mill Yard in Manchester, kind of in its heyday around the 1900 to 1915. It's 80 feet long, it's 20 feet wide, has more than 3 million Lego bricks, more than 6,000 Lego minifigures, and it is, it's put us on the map.
Exactly. it's a can't, awesome. I mean, it's a can't miss exhibit to see. One of the things, Peter, that I found is like when I talk to a lot of people in Hampshire, like they've never been to the Flume, they've never been to the Discovery Center, and so we got to get them to the Lego exhibit at the Sea Science Center. So the website is sea-sciencecenter.org. Does Dean occasionally make a surprise visit just to make sure you guys are fulfilling his mission?
Yeah, Dean will pop in from time to time. If he has a guest in town, he'll tour them at DECA, and he might tour them at FIRST, and he'll tour them at the Sea Science Center. So Dean will pop in from time to time. We had our champagne putt event, a fundraiser at the Science Center. We do 18 holes of indoor mini golf in March, and Dean came over for that with a few friends to say hello and make an appearance. So, yeah, he'll pop in every now and then.
Nice. Yeah. We see him at different events, the juvenile diabetes event last week and so forth. So it's sea-sciencecenter.org. Now, of course, this is New Hampshire, so you're going to get this question. Just so I always get this. If I don't ask it, I get it offline. But funding, and after the commercial break, we'll talk about some of the events that you have coming, the golf event and so forth, so we can talk about that. But Where does the Sea Science Center get most of its funding from, and do you have a membership program?
Right. We do have a family membership program and a library membership program. We have a number of regional libraries that participate in that program. So a library can purchase a membership, and then there, the library's members can check it out and come to the Sea Science Center. It's a family pass, so a family can come to the Sea Science Center at no charge.
And you're open 7 days a week?
We are.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Monday through Friday, we're 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturdays and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tom, the main source of funding, or our biggest source of funding, is selling tickets at the door. We are funded with admissions. So, and I consider that our most important form of fundraising is return customers, our field trips when they come. We have teachers that come back every year and use our programs to kind of reinforce the lessons that they teach in their classrooms.
And that's good. I mean, because I know I've been there a couple times. It's relatively inexpensive, which is great. The other thing I liked about what you said is I know, and, you know, myself personally, when I was a little kid, until I found the relevance in science and math, I was kind of going through the motions. Like, I didn't, you know, understand why I needed to know why two isosceles triangle balance or whatever. But once the teacher, you know, gave me some relevance, and so it's great that basically you're getting the kids passionate by showing them the relevance. Correct.
That's right. That's right. You know, we'll in our chem lab, we'll talk about states of matter, solids, liquids, and gases, and then the kids will work with materials and take, say, two liquids and make a solid. So literally hands-on experience to reinforce the concepts, on paper. And that's really what we feel speaks to kids and gets them excited, and it really drives home the message in what they're learning.
That science is fun. You found the relevance, and mm-hmm. that's great. You found the parent passion. So we'll return after commercial break with Peter Gustafson, who's the development manager at the Sea Science Center, and then we'll review the upcoming events. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Here we are, May 13th and 14th, and with me is Peter Gustafson, who's the development manager at the Sea Science Center, 200 Bedford Street in Manchester, and the website is sea-sciencecenter.org. Big shout out to my running friends again. Thank you for making your way to the Cinco de Mayo 5K road race last Sunday. And if you're listening to this on Saturday, May 13th, you still have an opportunity to go to the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country 5K and walk, and that begins at 10 a.m. But back to Peter. So you have a lot going on. Let's start with you're in the middle of something called the Creative Building Mini Course. Let's talk about that briefly, because I know that that's already in progress.
Sure. Yeah, we partner with this company called, it's really a one-man show called Brickapalooza. This is a guy we met during the Mill Yard Lego project, and he just has some really interesting educational fun programs that he's developed on that from time to time we will run at the Sea Science Center. So we're currently in the Creative Building Mini Course. It uses Lego bricks. The youngsters build bridges and towers and racers. They've basically given a series of challenges, and they have to get creative with Lego bricks to fulfill the challenge. It really gets the kids thinking, being creative, solving problems, working together. They learn principles of gravity. They talk about friction and motion and forces. And this is youngsters ages 5 to 9. So they work in groups and kind of work together to solve problems and have some fun at the same time with Legos.
So again, you have the passion, you have the team building concept. We'll go back and get the Camp Summer Science Week and so forth. But let's talk about upcoming. You have a spring golf tournament on May 19th at Pembroke Pines. That must be, you had mentioned earlier that most of your budget comes from admissions fee, but I'm assuming the spring golf event is a fundraiser?
Yes, we do have a number of fundraising events throughout the year. They're a part of the puzzle. You know, like any nonprofit, and they have a number of different sources they look to sustain them. And one of them, we have a traditional golf tournament. It's you know, 8:30 shotgun start, and we reach out to the community for sponsorships and players.
So it's coming up next Friday. So if I were interested, I would just go on the c-sciencecenter.org website.
Yes, you can sign up your foursome or one person at a time on our website. There's also information there about sponsorships, whether it's sponsoring a tee or one of the contests that we do on the course. We have a number of different sponsorship levels. One of them, the gold sponsorship, includes a foursome. Right on our website, you can find that information about the tournament, about registering.
Great. I'm glad you had you on this weekend, because that's coming up on May 19th. And, of course, the rain is behind us now, so I'm sure you'll have a great day. Tell us about game show night, and then also tell us how you have a night hosted by Dean himself at his home.
Okay. So game show night is a new fundraising event that we're rolling out this August. So it'll be our first annual game show night. We invested in a game show buzzer system, believe it or not, for another event. And we had so much fun at that event with this little game show kind of activity that we thought it would be fun to build a fundraising event at the Sea Science Center using our game show buzzers. So we're going to have teams register and then set up, you know, a bracket matrix and whittle it down until we have a champion on game show night. Now, we're still working out many of the details. We'll have categories from, you know, geography to history, maybe a focus on New Hampshire history more likely. But we will, probably the science questions might be a little more valuable if you get your answers in the science category. A quick shout out, St. Mary's Bank has already signed on as a sponsor for that event.
Oh, great.
So they're going to be our lead sponsor. Yeah. Yep, St. Mary's does great things in the Manchester community. So game show night's going to be in late August. It should be a lot of fun. It'll be adults only. It'll be adults only because there will be some adult beverages at that event. But we're hoping that to be an annual fundraiser.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. Now, tell us about the October event that Dean Kamen hosts.
Right. So Dean is very good to us in that since 2009, he's allowed us, the Sea Science Center, to have a fundraising event at his home up in Bedford, which, if you've never been to his home, it's a fabulous place for an event. You know, each year, Dean's engineers build him a gift. And if you know anything about Dean's engineers, they're brilliant, interesting people.
Absolutely.
We're very generous. I mean, these guys and gals volunteer at our event and help out. So his house has a number of these gifts, really 30 years of gifts from his engineers. And one of the things we do at the event for some of our upper-level sponsors is they can take a tour with a DECA engineer and see a few of these gifts that are at Dean's house. So that's an aspect of the event. A casual dinner where there's stations throughout the house where people can eat. It's not a sit-down dinner. We don't do a live auction. We do a silent auction. Last year we had some sponsors put up some matching funds. So we actually matched 20 grand. We made 40 grand just in donations at the event.
That's awesome. And Dean is quite a guy. And he's also, when he gets into, I've seen him in auctions, he gets into it. So yeah. That's really cool. So the website again is c-sciencecenter.org. Tell us, I want to talk about, again, the summer camp, but let's talk, make sure we cover the Waters Extreme Journey Traveling Exhibition and also Science on Tap.
Okay. Let me start with Science on Tap. This is a series that the Sea Science Center has been putting on for the past 4 years, 5 years or so. It's a science cafe style event. We call it Science on Tap, where we pick a topic, say high-tech manufacturing, and then we build a panel of experts from local companies. And then we invite the public, and they come in, and the our experts introduce themselves and their area of expertise, and the public can ask them questions. We hold these events currently at Stark Brewing. So Peter Telge down at Stark lets us come in and use his function room there. And on June 6th, we'll be talking about high-tech manufacturing in New Hampshire. We'll feature some local businesses, one in particular, a Graphicast out of Jaffrey, a guy named Val Zanchuk.
Val Zanchuk, he's very famous. He's on with me with the Business and Education Coalition, of course, big into STEM and the BIA and, of course, his company. So that's really cool. How about moving to Water's Extreme Journey exhibition?
So this is an exhibit that we are currently raising funds for. And when we reach our funding goal, we'll bring in the exhibition. It's basically a traveling exhibit from this company called Minotaur Mazes. It's a maze, and throughout the maze, there are hands-on interactives that will highlight kind of water conservation. And what the company will do is they'll tailor it to your region. So it might have panels that feature the Merrimack River or Lake Massabesic. So it looks at watershed issues and
nice, because
details.
Another we sponsor the Merrimack River Trailways system, so that's really cool to you. Let's give 1 minute on the Camp Summer Science, the stop motion animation class, and the First Place Invention Challenge Camp. And if I'm a parent listening to this or a student, how do I sign up?
Okay, so we offer a number of programs during the summer months, all of which can be found on our website, and people can register their students through the forums on our website. Camp Summer Science, this is a one-week camp that we have developed. The first week is July 17th. And the second week is July 24th. It's the same camp, so you choose 1 week or the other. For students entering grades 3 to 6 this fall, we'll be featuring components on light and optics, on energy, exhibit design and prototype. The campers get to propose a hands-on exhibit for the Science Center and build a prototype.
So once again, that sort of hands-on approach. That's awesome. Yeah. How about stop-motion animation?
Stop-motion animation class. Again, our friends at Brickapalooza. I don't know if you've seen it on YouTube, but there is this sort of phenomenon or interest in making stop-motion animation movies with Lego bricks. And people go through some very elaborate films. Our youngsters will make a 2 to 3 minute invention and discovery film using Lego bricks and minifigures. The students work in groups of 3 to 4. And create a short stop-motion animation film. And they work on editing, doing storyboards, and then they film it. That's for youngsters age 8 to 12.
And the First Place Invention Challenge Camp?
Yes,
which is
our friends and neighbors over at FIRST, they have this program that they run called FIRST Lego League. And every year, which uses Mindstorms, Lego Mindstorms, which is basically a robot, an autonomous robot that youngsters program to fulfill certain tasks. And each year, FIRST comes out with a new challenge for their first Lego League participants. And the 2017-2018 competition season game is called Hydrodynamics. And so youngsters ages 9 to 14 who sign up for our camp will get this first peek at the Lego Mindstorms challenge for this year.
Lots to do this summer.
Yes.
for students and parents who are interested in getting their children passionate about science. It's so important. Again, the golf event is coming up. That's coming up in May 19th. So if you look at the website, c-sciencecenter.org. Mm-hmm. There are also, Peter, there are volunteer opportunities. You mentioned, of course, the fundraising through the golf event and some of the other events and of course, you know, buying tickets. But you also need volunteers to help with exhibits, as well as the fundraising events and maybe some light cleaning. So if I'm listening to this and you've sparked my interest, do I just contact you, Peter?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we have a volunteer coordinator at the Sea Science Center. Her name is Glenna Leidick. Anyone who calls the Sea Science Center and asks about volunteerism will get directed to the proper people.
Perfect. I knew a lot about the Sea Science Center, but one of the reasons why I like doing this program is I get to even learn more. So parents, you've heard all the camp opportunities, golfers and people who want to support the Sea Science Center, you know the golf events coming up. The website is sea-sciencecenter.org. It's at 200 Bedford Street in Manchester, open 7 days a week. Thank you, Peter, for joining me this weekend.
Tom, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure was mine. Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.